Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Welcome, 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 all of you, to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. With the new month comes a new step, and our step this month is present moment. So let's take this moment to catch up with each other. I know that we had a pretty awesome weekend this weekend, and I definitely practiced present moment. How about you, Terry?
Yes, I have been practicing present moment for a couple of years now. It's been my momentum in being able to practice my passion of unconditional love for my family is to remain in the present moment. So it is a practice. And this weekend we had our annual extended family event, which we've been doing. My oldest daughter, Shay, and I have been trying to figure out for how long, maybe over 35 years, we've been having a fondue party with all of my husband's children, which involves stepchildren for me and our joint children. So that's, there are now 8 living children. And we get together once a year, and we have the same meal, and it's special, and we save it just for that one time. And it could be a time where we would drag up the past or concentrate on what might happen instead of living in the present moment. And so I know I practiced that, but it was a great opportunity to practice living in the present moment. And everyone seemed to have a really good time. And I usually sometimes will hide in the kitchen cleaning up and avoid, you know, being a part of the festivities. But this time I made a conscious choice to sit out in the room with everybody and let somebody else do the cleaning up. And so I felt like that was a step forward for me.
Yes, definitely. I was quite surprised to see you sitting down.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you for the acknowledgement.
Take that opportunity to sit and actually enjoy the meal that you just spent all that time creating.
Yeah,
I love our fondue party. It's the one time when I was younger, it was the one time I got to see my older sister. So it was really exciting for me. And this year, I mean, for probably the last few years, I've been really trying to get to know them better. And so I really took the opportunity to talk to them and find out what's going on in their lives and really start to develop more of a relationship with them where we actually, you know, I actually know what's going on with them and what they're doing and how their kids are and their grandkids or, you know, whatever, know what's going on. And so I took an opportunity to do that a lot on Saturday. So I, you know, was really living in the moment and soaking up all of the family and the love. And I had a really, really good time. So I always love fondue. Present moment is definitely something that I struggle with because I'm very much a planner. I like to know what's in my future, and then I want to plan for that. And it doesn't always happen that way, though. And so then I get frustrated, and I get stuck, and I get irritated, and that's not really the way I want to live. And so I've been really practicing present moment, especially with decisions about the future and with my husband and his job and where are we going to live and blah, blah, blah. And we both decided that we're going to stop worrying so much about where we're going to live and we're going to focus more on how we're living right now. And what do we want in our day-to-day lives with our children and in our home. And that has definitely made made a difference for me lately. But it's still a constant, it's still a constant thing that I have to remind myself, okay, Kelly, don't worry about that. Let's focus on what's going on right now and how can we make right now better. And you know, what do we have control over? We don't have control over the future. We have control over, you know, how we show up today. And so how am I going to show up today? How can I better better improve that? And so I've been working a lot on that. What does present moment mean to you, Terry?
Well, I think just listening to you, it helped to clarify that living in the present moment gives you an opportunity to practice intention rather than expectation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going to happen in the future. And having expectations about what might happen in the future can take us away from our intention, which is what we're doing in the present moment. So I appreciate the opportunity to look at each day as a new adventure. And maybe the idea of not knowing what's going to happen is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And so living in the present gives you an opportunity to not punish yourself for the past or dwell on, I don't want to call them mistakes, but dwell on things that didn't go the way you had anticipated or expected.
Mm-hmm.
But to things as opportunities, and then not to be concerned about what's going to happen tomorrow, but what can I do today to stay true to my values, true to my passion, and listen to the still small voice. That's something that really helps me to stay present, is
mm-hmm.
some people call it Holy Ghost, some people call it still small voice, some people call it the spirit, some people call it intuition, some people call it the universe, whatever you want to call it, but to that I call it your soul, your intuition, your spirit, the spirit of your Heavenly Father that whispers to you what you can do right now, either to serve yourself with compassion or to serve others with compassion, and then to act upon that. And so that's mm-hmm. when I write my gratitudes each day, because that is a tool that I use every day, a tool that helps me to stay connected to my values and my passion, which is one of our steps, and helps me to stay connected to that value of compassion. So being in the present for me is living each moment and not going backwards to the past or trying to propel forward to the future, but living in that moment and being totally open to whatever experience comes, and then learning from that experience so that I can be a better person the next moment, and so that I'm always looking to improve on my journey, to learn from my journey, to experience whatever it is that I might experience in a way of asking, what can I learn, not why does this happen, or if it's a sad or a tragic event, what can
mm-hmm.
I learn from this, move forward. So it's that moment by moment living, that baby step by baby step. To me, that's
mm-hmm.
staying present.
Yeah. I definitely I've been trying lately to use gratitudes and acknowledgments in my daily things that I do, and I think that really does support me in staying present, because I'm going, okay, what did I do today, or what happened today that I am grateful for? But I also keep track of moments during the day that I can remember where I was really present, and I try to write down as many as I can remember, and usually they're with my kids, because my kids have this way of really forcing me to live in that moment, because I think that mainly kids do live in the present moment. They're not worrying about what happened yesterday. They're not worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. They just live in that moment, and they really support me in living in the present moment too. So most of my present moments that I write down are moments that I have with them, you know, tickling them or playing with them or reading them a book or helping them with their homework, or having a conversation about something that they want, you know, me to know about. And, you know, or dinner around the kitchen table. My family tries to eat dinner together every night. And, you know, those little moments of conversation or silliness are usually the moments that I'm writing down and that I'm keeping track of. And it supports me in living for that moment, because they do struggle, as I already said, with of mainly trying to live in tomorrow. You know, what's going to happen 6 months from here, a year from now, 2 years from now? Where are we going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I ask my husband that all the time. Where do you see us in 5 years? Where do you see us in 2 years? And I don't think that he plans for the future like that, because he always goes, I don't know, or I'm just worried about getting my, you know, my project done that I'm working on right now. And so he's very good about living in the moment. And so that when I'm in planning mode, that's really frustrating. But it also reminds me, okay, see, he's not even worrying about this. So I need to chill. I need to take a step back and not be worrying about this so much. And that supports me as well. One of the tools is in the book, but also something that I learned from my father growing up, is to take those moments and to sit down, those moments that you know are going to be special, that you want to remember. Sit there, look at what's going on around you, hear what's going on around you. You know, the moment I remember the most when my dad did this is he took me out for breakfast. It was the last breakfast that he took, for my birthday. It was my last birthday that he was alive, and he took me to this place that's not even open anymore in the town that I grew up in. And, you know, he kind of asked me those questions. He goes, you know, what do you taste? What do you smell? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? And really drink in this moment. And because he had me do that, I'll never forget it. And, you know, we can do that to ourselves when we see ourselves, you know, worrying about tomorrow or beating ourselves up about something that happened in the past, you know, or whatever it is. When we see that we're not living in that present moment, we can just ask ourselves, okay, like, and ground ourselves. What do we see? What do we hear? What do we taste? What do we smell? What do we touch? You know, what are those things that we can feel, like, with our touch? And really ground ourselves in that moment and then go forward from that point, you know, staying present and letting the future and the past go and just living, you know, as Terry said, you know, moment by moment, day by day, those baby steps, especially when we're grieving or something is, you know, we have a challenge in front of us. Just focusing on that, those baby steps, and continuing to move forward in the present.
Yeah, that's great. He was really good at that. He would just say, "Oh, we're making a memory. Let's see how we can remember this." And we're making memories in this moment. So, yeah, I think it's really important to be able to let go of unfulfilled hopes and our past and our expectations, and be willing to be aware of the present moment, because it's our ability to let go of what should have been for what is. And that, I think, that is when that becomes effortless, then we're really living.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, and that's what freedom is living in what is. Living in the moment, living in the present. And when that becomes effortless, then we can be sure that we're moving step by step on our journey, because we're not stuck in the past and we're not
projecting ourselves into the future, but we're really living. And that's what it is living your life now, not regretting your life, not feeling guilty for your life, or not anticipating or expecting your life, but living your life right now in the present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really powerful. There's this movie, 13 Going on 30, with Jennifer Garner that came out, I don't know, a few years ago. And the little girl, you know, just wishes that she could just already be grown up. And then the next day she wakes up and she's 30 and she, you know, doesn't know what happened for the last 10 years and she's figuring out her life. And I mean, it's a comedy, but I mean, you think about that when you're little, you're always wanting to be older. You're always wanting to have, you know, these things. And then when you're older, you're wishing that you could be young again and not have so many responsibilities and not have so many, you know, bills or whatever. And my oldest daughter is like that. She's always wanting to just grow up. And I'm like, just enjoy being a kid. I promise you, you will grow up. And I promise you that you will have all these things. You will, you know, accomplish all these things. But just be a kid now. That's your job right now. Just be a kid. And, but I remember when I was her age, I wanted to grow up and I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be with my older sisters and do what my older sisters did and all of that kind of stuff. But it's always that catch-22 of, you know, wanting to grow up. But then once you get there, you don't want to be there.
Yeah. I think that about, you know, always wishing, hoping that your life, you know, you can hope and wish your life away and miss all of the, you know, what are some of the sayings that people have, you know, stop and smell the roses, the grass is never always on the other side, and all those little colloquialisms that we have in our language.
Mm-hmm.
When really it's the moment that we're in right now that we have the opportunity to make the choices that will bring us freedom and happiness, or bring us knowledge and growth, or bring us comfort and peace, or, you know, those moments that we make those choices are what can bring us to that effortless acceptance of the, you know, the genuine value of our lives. And knowing that that might be painful, it might be sad, it might be, you know, a challenge. But each of those moments is what you're living at this time, and so make the most of it, because it won't come back, you know.
Right.
None of us are guaranteed anything beyond this present moment. I mean, we really aren't guaranteed anything. So if we're saying, oh, I'll wait till the kids start school, then I'll do this, or I'll wait until they graduate, and then I'll do this, or when I retire, or that, you know, we keep looking to say, you know, saying those things, and then when those things happen, it's another, you know, something else we can use as an excuse to not live our full life that we were intended to live, and that deep down we want to live. It's just the fear of being true to ourselves keeps us from living in that present moment. So this step is really having the tools and having the courage to live in each moment and to live it as full as we can, to live full out. And that might mean in the depths of sadness or grief or loss or whatever that present moment holds for us, we can learn from that and we can move forward and be able to take the next moment and make even more of it as we become more aware of the blessings and the hidden gems or joys that can come from being in the present moment.
Definitely. Yeah, I know. I just have all these things coming to mind. I mean, there's all kinds of songs and movies about living in the present moment, but there's this one, I think it's a country song where, you know, the young mom is all stressed out about the kids and the dad's telling her, oh, you know, enjoy this time because soon they're going to be gone and having kids of their own. And so I think about that song a lot when I'm watching my kids, you know, and just going, ugh, you know, when I'm trying to get them to clean their room or do something and I'm just so frustrated with them or whatever, you know, and just, you know, just taking a moment to just take a breath and be like, you know, as frustrated as I am right now, I really don't have that many years left with them. And especially the older ones, you know, soon they're going to be off on their own and they're going to be doing their own thing and they're going to be having their own lives. And, you know, and to just, you know, savor the moments that we have together and to use them, you know, to, you know, my daughter gets so frustrated when I, you know, ask her to do things and I'm like, well, soon enough, you're going to be out and you're going to be, you're going to have your own apartment. I'm not going to come to your house and do your dishes. You need to know how to do these things, you know. Just having those moments, those teaching moments, those, you know, spiritual moments with them. And so that, you know, when those moments are no longer to be had, that, you know, you had them when you could. Those are definitely things that I think about with my kids. And, you know, even my husband and I will even look back of, you know, when they were little and just like, oh, you know, how much they've grown or how many, you know, memories we've had with them and how can we make the memories that we have each day be special like that. And where you don't have to wait to go on a trip somewhere or, you know, an event to have memories, but the little moments that you have each day with them, how can we make those more memorable? And how can, you know, what do we want them to be, you know, to have on a daily basis? And those were the things that we decided we wanted to focus more on and try to take some of that focus off of where are we going to live, you know, a year from now, but what are we doing each day to create the life for our children that we want? And what do we need to add or what can we take away from our daily experience to have the life that we want with yeah. them? And so those are the things that we've been really trying to focus on lately.
Yeah. I went yesterday. I went with Shay, my oldest daughter, and her family to the shooting range,
yeah.
which was one of my favorite things to do, but I had decided I wanted to be a part of their experience. I wanted to live in the moment with them and see why they found so much joy in this activity of shooting guns, which to me was just like appalling. So I determined that I would go with them if I had a chance to go with them, and it was really going out of my comfort zone big time. And so I did, and I ended up shooting this automatic rifle that they had. I shot it 3 times. And they were all so excited because I did that. It was like mm-hmm. I was validating them as individuals and as human beings because I did something that they enjoyed doing and they knew that it wasn't something that I was fond of or even approved of. And so they took videos of me, and they posted them all over Facebook, and they said it was one of the most fun times they'd ever had at the shooting range. And I just thought, now there is an example of me stepping out of my comfort zone, so taking a risk in mm-hmm. order to connect my children and something that they enjoy. And I was able to find the gift in that moment because the gift was I connected with them. They felt closer to me. Our bond, love, and compassion for each other was intensified in that moment. And it just helped me to see that was a moment that I will always remember. And because mm-hmm. of it, I just strengthened the connection that I had with some of my kids and my grandkids. And so I want to ask myself this question, and I think it's something our listeners could do as well. When you're living your day and you're going through your daily routines and you're doing things that may not appear to be revelation or you know, really great or whatever adjective you want to use, to ask yourself, what is the gift in this moment? What is the gift in this moment,
mm-hmm.
and consciously consider what that gift is. And I think that no matter what the circumstances are, you'll be able to identify a gift in that moment that you stop and ask that question. And the gift may
mm-hmm.
be see, the gift may be understanding, the gift may be knowledge, the gift may be joy, the gift may be understanding grief in a way that you can have more compassion for others when they experience grief. It could be, I think if you practice that, asking yourself what is the gift in this moment, that you will become more aware, more willing, more connected to others, more compassionate, more accountable for your role in this life with your brothers and sisters. And that being in that present moment will allow you to practice all the steps of freedom and allow you to be more true to yourself and to your own, to your values. So I'm going to
mm-hmm.
remember to keep that question fresh in my mind as I go through the day and I begin to creep over into expectation. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
say, what is an expectation? Well, the gift, there is no gift in expectation. Well, what's the gift in intention then? And what is the gift in this moment to keep myself grounded, you know, like you're talking about? You know, instead of wishing, hoping your life away, grounding yourself and finding the joy in that moment, even if it's, you know, getting Arisa to do the dishes. What is the joy in
mm-hmm.
that moment? Like, you know, so I think that will be the tool that I take away from listening to you and from this our conversation tonight is, to really, no matter what the circumstances of the moment, when I find myself becoming discouraged or agitated or angry or disappointed, I'll know from those will be the signals to me that I'm in expectation, not in intention, and to get back to my intention, which is to serve others and to be in unconditional love with my family, okay, what is the joy and what is the gift in this moment then? Will help me to stay grounded in the present and not get stuck in the future or the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also taking advantage of those opportunities that are presented. You know, I mean, like, when you were invited to go to the shooting range, you could have said no. You could have stayed in your comfort zone and said no, but you were able to take that opportunity to stretch and to go to the shooting range and to put yourself in a situation that might have been uncomfortable, but because of your intent, but it also supported your intention of having those moments with your children and your grandchildren, and you were able to, you know, have a moment that you'll keep with you now. And it was the first time Jay was invited to go too, and I can tell that it was definitely a moment for him to bond, you know, with his brother-in-law and with his, you know, there's two brother-in-laws, and you know, and to have a moment with them and to, you know, feel included. And so I think that that's, you know, that you have to also be open to those opportunities that might be out of your comfort zone to take those opportunities and to stretch and to risk and to step out and to create, you know, those moments. But definitely to ask yourself, what is the gift in this moment or what, you know, that can definitely be a powerful tool. And so I thank you for that. I'm going to write that down and, you know, ask myself that when I'm in expectation. What is the gift in this moment? Thank you. I thank you for that. And we have just about a minute left.
I love the fact that, you know, you were able to recognize your expectations around what you're going to be doing in even 2 weeks to a year to 5 years, that is not living in the present moment. And I don't
mm-hmm.
think it means that you can't make plans for your future.
No.
Certainly get anywhere if they don't make plans, but it's like when those plans become an expectation that overwhelms your ability to see the gift in the present moment, that
mm-hmm.
that they no longer serve you on your journey in freedom. But I don't think that making plans is exactly what it does that. It's the expectation around those
plans.
Yeah,
it's the stress, it's the worry, it's the you know, where it's the only thing you think about.
Yeah, well, we're just about out of time. We're down to 10 seconds. So how do you want to send our, you need to tell who won the book.
Oh, we didn't announce the winner. Okay. So the winner for our giveaway was Carrie Ann, and I already sent her a email, and hopefully we'll be getting that book out to her. We'll try to do a giveaway again later, and but please still go to the website and subscribe. You'll get a lovely monthly newsletter, and which is just a reminder of what we went over the month and a link to all of the things that we did. So thank you so much for the ones that subscribed. And hopefully we'll be able to get that book off to Carrie Ann soon. So yay, Carrie Ann was our winner. So thank you, everybody, and join us next week. Thank you, Terry.
Bye.